Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. Like all idioms, the phrase to give one's life to carries a meaning far deeper than the phrase initially suggests. We often use it when reflecting upon someone's career. For example, she gave her life to cancer research. It is perhaps easier to see the coherence of a life by gazing into the rearview mirror than looking straight ahead. When I first gave my life to Jesus, I was excited and serious in equal measure. Yet in all honesty, I had little idea of what this all meant. Perhaps initially I was in search of some emotional validation for my prayer of commitment, a sign of God's presence experienced through my senses. Well, with worship gatherings and powerful communicators encouraging us all to respond to a variety of things week by week, I certainly felt very many powerful emotions. Yet over time I realized these emotions were short-lived and evaporated as quickly as the morning dew. I certainly could not rely upon them to carry me through when I hit difficulties in my own life. Plus, they were poor guides to the will and way of God, since they generally insisted on satisfying my own unspoken and internal angst, rather than laying a resilient foundation for a consistent life of obedience and service. Yet it didn't seem to matter to God. In the medium to long term, despite many doubts and wavering in my faith commitment, I always kept that first promise to love and obey when responding to God's invitation to become God's friend. In fact, much of my wavering arose from fear of what others might say or do in light of my commitment. I was also very aware of my own personal weaknesses. In time, both became a source of strength to me. Whilst a handful of people either mocked or simply rejected me, once I owned my faith, the majority took it at face value. Indeed, at a meal with a secular friend recently, he asked if I'd like to give thanks before we ate. I thanked him before blessing our meal together. As for myself, well, it took time to become non-judgmental of myself. I'm continually drawn in the direction of sin through temptation. I'm far more attentive to this bias etched into my humanity, and so address it far sooner than I did historically. It is helpful to recognize my inability to live a Christian life so that I can love others as indeed I love myself. And I do love myself, since I am daily incredulous at the fact that God both knows and loves me. So I have given my life to God and maintain that commitment. I have no means of measuring how effective my life has been or will prove to be in the future. Yet God seems less interested in measurable outcomes than we do. It's more a question of maintaining and deepening our life and love relationship with the Lord of all creation. And that suits me very well these days. As we enter into the God space today, why not give your life to God afresh today? Don't become distracted by external measures of your commitment. It is sufficient simply to say yes to God, and then learn to love both God and neighbor. Amen. Well, I'm content simply being with God in each and every day, and I look forward with eager anticipation to the life yet to be. Now, please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations, and join me, Micah Jazz, for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now from me, goodbye and God bless.